Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Plenary or personality, Vishnu, the supreme personality of Godhead. Wherefore, the method adopted by the great sages and scholars who were learned from Vedic knowledge is perfect. They remove all the reactions to King Vain of sinful activities by seeing the King Vain of first day of birth to Bahuga described in the previous chapter. After King Vain's body was thus purified, a male and female came out of it, and the great sages could understand this was an expansion of Lord Vishnu. This expansion, of course, is not Vishnu Tattva, but specifically the power of expansion of Lord Vishnu known as Avesh. The great sages said, the male is a plenary expansion of the power of Lord Vishnu, who maintains the entire universe, and the female is a plenary portion of the goddess of fortune, who is never separated from the Lord. Her part, the snippiness of the goddess of fortunes never being separated from the Lord is clearly mentioned herein. People in the material world are very fond of the goddess of fortune. They want her favor in the form of riches. They should know, however, that the goddess of fortune is inseparable from Lord Vishnu. Materialists should understand that the goddess of fortune to be worshipped along with Lord Vishnu and not be regarded separately. Materialists seeking the favor of the goddess of fortune must worship Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi together to maintain material objects. If a materialist follows the policy of Ravana who wants to separate Sita from Ramachandra, the process of separation will vanquish him. Those who are very rich and have taken favor of the goddess of fortune in this world must engage their money in the service of the Lord. In this way, they can continue their opulent position without disturbance. Of the two, the male will be able to expand his reputation throughout the world as they will be Prithu and Eid. He will be the first among kings. Therefore, there are different types of incarnations of the Supreme Personality of God. In the Shastras, it is said that Garuda and Lord Shiva and Ananta are very powerful incarnations of the Brahman feature of the Lord. Similarly, Satyapati or Indra, the King of Heaven, is an incarnation of the Lusty feature of the Lord. Aniruddha is an incarnation of the Lord's mind. Similarly, King Prithu is an incarnation of the ruling force of the Lord. Thus, the saintly persons and great sages predicted future activities of King Prithu, who was already explained as a partial incarnation of a plenary expansion of the Lord. The female has such beautiful teeth and beautiful qualities that she will actually beautify the ornament she wears. Her name will be Archi. In the future, she will accept King Prithu as her husband. In the form of King Prithu, the Supreme Personality of God has appeared through a part of his potency to affect the people of the world. The goddess of fortune is the constant companion of the Lord, and therefore she has incarnated partially as Archi to become King Prithu's queen. Her part. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that whenever one sees an extraordinary power, he should conclude that his specific partial representation of the Supreme Personality of God is present. There are innumerable such personalities, but not all of them are direct Vishnu Tattva plenary expansions of the Lord. Many living entities are classified among the Shakti Tattvas. Such incarnations empowered with specific purposes are known as Shaktivesh Avatar. Prithu, King Prithu was such a Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord. Similarly, Archi, King Prithu's wife, was a Shaktivesh avatar of the goddess of fortune. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Viduraji, at that time all the Brahmanas highly praised and glorified King Prithu, and the best singers of Gandharva Loka chanted his glories. The inhabitants of Siddha Loka showered flowers, and the beautiful women in the heavenly planets danced in ecstasy. Cockshells, bugles, drums, and kettle drums vibrated in outer space. Great sages and forefathers and personalities from the heavenly planets all came to Earth or from various planetary systems. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, thus the Brahmanas and the great sages again churned the two arms of King Vain's dead body. As a result, a male and female couple came out of his arms. So, the Brahmanas first produced Bahuka, who was a personification of all of Vena's sins. And then that was from the thighs. And then from the arms of the Lord, they produced Prithu and his wife, Archi. And they are described as portions of the Supreme Lord, which means they are not actual incarnations as such. They are jivas with special powers. So they are called Shaktivesh, avatars of the Lord. The Supreme Lord has extensions of themselves, so they are called svamsa. They are not gods. They may show partial powers, but they're actually the Supreme Lord. So we have Kapila and Rishabha, and they are Supreme Lord, but they show partial powers, so they don't appear as powerful as Rama or Narasimhadeva or whatever. They often take the role of sages, but they're actually forms of the Supreme Lord. Whereas others are actually jivas with special powers, so they're not a normal jiva. And they're also considered eternal. They exist in the spiritual world and they make their appearance within the material world. So technically they're not avatars in the same sense, but just as we call Brahma and Guna avatar even though he's a jiva. So these jivas also have this particular classification that's called avatar because of special powers granted. Unlike Brahma, however, Brahma gets a temporary position as Guna avatar. It's not a permanent position, he's always empowered as such. It's a different jiva that takes the role. In the case of these Shaktivachavatars, they are eternally in the spiritual world, and they also make their appearance within the material world. So, like the other forms of the Lord, they can appear in all the different universes according to the pastimes of the Lord. So they're often included among the Leela avatars. Along with the Leela avatars, we'll find the Shaktivachavatars. Incarnations there also. So it's not that anyone can become a Shaktivesh avatar. They are limited. There are a certain amount of Shaktivesh avatars of the Lord, and they are eternally in that position. And then they appear within the material world at a certain point in time. So here, by his own will, the Lord appeared in this particular manner. It's not the normal way in which the Lord appears. He appears from a pillar. When he is Narasimhadeva, by his will he does that way. Sometimes he may appear as a child, like as Krishna or Rama, from mother and father, or even Kapila. He appeared from his mother and father, so they often appear from mother and father. Here, a rather extraordinary way in which the Lord appears, from the arms. After King Vena's dead body is used, he makes his appearance. So we should not think that actually he was produced from the body of King Vena, because he's eternal. His form is eternal. His qualities are eternal, his activities are eternal. So just as Krishna's body is not produced from another body, even though it looks like he is born. So Prithu also really isn't born, that's why this is only his pastime, that he appears in this particular way. So he's merciful to the sages by appearing in this way, participating in these pastimes. And, of course, in this way, the king's dynasty can continue. Just as the Yadus appear in a certain particular lineage, going getting traced back in Vyasa Manvantara from the moon dynasty. And then gradually Krishna appears. We shouldn't think that Krishna was the descendant of those persons particularly, because he is eternal also, and he's not genetically related to anybody. He's Supreme Lord. But he appears in this way in the material world through the Yadu dynasty. The Yadus, the direct Yadus of course, are also Siddha devotees of the Lord with spiritual bodies. So they also don't appear in a normal way by genetics or whatever. So similarly, Prithu is not actually a production of any genetic manipulation or whatever. He appears by his own will. But he appears in this way to perform particular pastimes. So Prithu actually means broad, expansive, like that. So Prithu has broad powers, and he displayed those powers as a king. So as we've been studying, Swayambhuva ruled, and then his descendants ruled as kings in different dynasties. And in this way the Dharma was preserved, and the earth was prosperous, etc. Then when we come to King Vena, the world was not doing very well, because Vena was not a good king, and he let everything fall apart. And then Vena was killed by the Brahmanas, and then there was a period where there was no king. So when Prithu comes to power, then he has a lot of work to do in order to clear up all the problems that have been created by Vinaya's absence of any king at all. So he is especially empowered to carry out this work. So whereas the other previous kings were not incarnations of the Lord, they were not Shaktivesh avatars. They were jivas. Nevertheless, they also got some special power. So, it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam that the other persons, like the Manus and the great kings and the Devatas, they're not called incarnations or avatars of the Lord, nor are they called Shaktivesh avatars. But they've been given special powers also. So they're called Vibhutis of the Lord. They have special powers given by the Lord. So they also get a special designation. So they're less than the Shaktivesh avatars, less than the Guna avatars, whatever. But they got some special position designated by the Lord because of special powers. So here we have Prithu is actually Shaktivesh avatar of the Supreme Lord. So Shaktivesh means an endowment of powers of the Lord. So a jiva, of course, on his own is pretty useless, and everything is ultimately given by the Lord. But the jivas can show a certain amount of qualities of the Lord. So it's described like the 64 qualities can show a minute amount in the jivas. And those same 50 will be shown 100% in Krishna and 80% in someone else, 70% in Shiva, for instance, or whatever. These qualities are there in jivas, but when we have Shaktivesh, then the Lord gives extra amounts of qualities, more than the other jivas, but not all the qualities, only particular qualities. So each Shaktivesh avatar is empowered in a certain way. Narada Muni is also a jiva. He is empowered with bhakti. The Kumaras are also Shaktivesh avatars. They're jivas. They're empowered with jnana. Lord, he has jnana shakti to them. The Shesha who holds up the Bhumandala is also a jiva. He is given that power, strength to hold up the Bhumandala. And Prithu is a jiva. He's got special power to level the earth. That's his particular thing. To flatten the earth so that people could carry out agriculture. So there's a whole section described later how he has to make the earth, he forces the earth to give produce because the earth was not producing properly. So he levels the earth so it is useful for agriculture, among other things. And then we have someone like Parsaram. He's also empowered avatar of the Lord Jiva. So what is his power? To kill the unruly kings. A specific Kshatriya type power there. Whereas Narada Muni has bhakti and Kumaras have jnana. So specific powers are given to particular jivas on behalf of the Lord, and they go throughout the universe and show these powers and help the jivas. So here we have the production of not only Prithu, but also his wife. She was also produced from the same body. They're in one sense a brother and sisters, and then they got married, so it doesn't look very proper. But again, we should not think of them in this way, because as Prabhupada explains, the Supreme Lord is there, and then we have his expansion in the form of Prithu, Shaktivesh avatar, and then we have Archie, who's like an expansion of Lakshmi. So she's also not an ordinary jiva, so she was not produced from this particular body of King Vena also. So in other words, they're not really brother and sister coming genetically from the same line. They're actually eternally consorts, just as Supreme Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi are consorts. So she's also endowed with specific powers, just like Prithu is involved, but of course not to the same extent as Lakshmi. So she's not in the same position, she's less. She's also just an empowered jiva. So she carries out her service to
Prithu
as part of his lila. So in this way, the problem was solved. The sages were able to continue the lines of the great kings by having the appearance of Prithu in the dynasty, that was King Vedas' dynasty. And this way, he was able to protect the earth. In Sanskrit, the word for king is Nirpa. Nirpa means protector of the people. Nira means people, and Pa means protector. So he protects the people. And this is exactly what Prithu did. He was able to create sustenance for the people by having agriculture go on in the material world. So that was his particular contribution. So the next few chapters will be concerning the activities of Prithu Maharaj. Well, as a Shaktivesha avatar. Yeah, as, well, expansion means what? His power is an expansion, we can say. But he's a jiva, actually. He's a jiva. Shaktivesha avatar means a jiva. Not, no, well, they're called avatars also, but only secondarily. They're not full avatars, jivas. Yeah. No, they're not called, Brahma's called a guna avatar, and Shiva's called a guna avatar. They're given particular powers for the gunas. It's like a Shaktivesh avatar, but Brahma's not an eternal post, whereas a Shaktivesh avatar like Narada Muni is eternal in the spiritual world, but Brahma is not. And so a particular jiva takes that post, and then another jiva takes that post in the next universe, the next universe, the next universe. Sometimes the Lord takes the post also, but often the jiva is. In the case of Shiva, Shiva is generally not a jiva. He is the Supreme Lord, but his power is manifest to lesser potency than Vishnu, so he's not classified as a Vishnu form. He's only given powers, he shows his powers of destruction only, and tamaguna. So he's not put in the same category as Vishnu.
No, he said that Narada is Satyavesha avatar and he permanently holds that post. All the Satyavesha avatars hold the same.
Yeah.
Then how do we know in the present age, in our present life, you know, somebody is empowered as Satyavesha avatar?
Then we say no, not possible, because they're limited.
We know that different Brahmas, various heads. For example,
if they come with the same Brahma, their origin is different. What's that? Brahmas, different Brahmas, different universe. Mm-hmm.
Is their origin from
Garbhadaksha Vishnu in each universe? Of course, it's the same because God is one. But they have a different Garbhadaksha Vishnu in each universe. And then a Brahma comes from that. They may have more heads or less heads or whatever.
In every universe, this universe, Brahma, the
yeah. Maybe, yeah.
I think it's Christian, you said you are the same.
Huh?
The Brahma is Brahma is all the same with all the universe?
No. They could have more heads and they're different jivas. Yeah, different jivas take that role. Sometimes the Lord takes the role, but jivas often take, most of the time take.
Gitti baba.